My thing is, these people have been warned. They've had all the warning they could expect, and they're here. And our Secretary of State speaks about pause. When you impose this blockade, Khrushchev's ever said up to now that he would fight over Cuba. He's going to start rattling his missiles and making firmer and firmer and firmer statements about what he's going to do about Cuba. And you will only make it sure that when that day comes, when if they do, we'll use these MiGs to attack our shipping or to drop a few bombs around Miami or some other place, and we do go in there, that we'll lose a great many more men than we would right now. And,
but Senator, we can't invade Cuba. Versus, it takes us some while to assemble our force to invade Cuba. That's one of the problems we've got. We haven't wanted to surface the movement of troops beyond what has been surfaced in the last 48 hours. But we have to bring some troops from the West Coast and to assemble the force, which would give us the 90,000 odd men who might participate in invasion, take some days. That's why I wanted Secretary McNamara. We are now assembling that force, but it is not in a position to invade Cuba in the next 24 or 48 hours. Now, I think it may very well come to that before the end of the week, but we are moving all the forces that